am in downtown Seattle, Washington at Teague, and this is John Barrett, president of Teague. Explain to everyone what Teague is and why this the space we're sitting in looks so sleek.
Okay, so we're a design firm, and our focus is aviation design and consumer electronics design.
Very cool.
The fact that it's sleek is representative of what you would expect, I think, from a design firm.
And now, what is your background? How did you get into this sort of design?
So I've been at Teague for 8 years, and prior to that was with Philips Electronics and Philips Design, which is a pretty large global consumer player, and worked with them in Hong Kong, in New York, in Holland, and prior to that worked 5 years in Paris. So all doing design consulting for in the consumer electronics area primarily.
Very cool. So you actually are a designer yourself?
Yeah. So trained as an industrial designer. And since I've been at Teague, I haven't been doing any hands-on design. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, was always hands-on.
And now, what are some of the things that Teague specializes in? Because we're going to get to your affiliation with Microsoft. But is that something that is commonplace?
Well, what we try to do here is have not a large roster of clients, just a few clients, but have pretty deep relationships with them. So Microsoft's a core example of that. We do a lot of work with Microsoft, a lot of work with companies like Hewlett-Packard, Samsung, Panasonic. So for us, an ideal client is sort of a brand-savvy global player.
Those are some not too shabby names you threw out there.
Not bad.
Impressive resume. All right, well, let's talk to something that's going to grab our viewers here. You guys designed the original Xbox. How did that come about?
That was a project that was almost one of the first projects I worked on when I arrived at Teague. I've been here about 8 years. And Xbox at that point were working with a lot of different design firms trying to develop this new icon, right? They're entering into this new market. They needed
because there was nothing at the point, right? No branding, nothing.
Nothing. It was just a nascent, development team within Microsoft. And they worked with a number of different designers, one of whom was Teague, and we were all sort of contributing ideas. It was a bit of a hothouse. It was a lot of fun working with a creative director there at the time. And through that process, the work that we did with that creative director sort of emerged as the front runner of the concepts. And it was this sort of iconic X, right? The black X. And it was all about hardcore, sort of very angular, very aggressive aesthetics, which were aligned at that point with what Xbox were trying to do.
That's so cool. Now, did it have the name Xbox at least? Or did they come to you with that? Or color scheme or anything?
No, they didn't have color scheme. They did have the idea of the Xbox.
Okay, so it had a name.
Yeah, but I actually think the Xbox, I don't know for sure, but I think the Xbox started more as a code name, but it became synonymous with that unit and was sort of like a perfect name for this.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's an awesome name. It's edgy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was great.
And then from there, still rolling with the Xbox, you guys designed this behind us. And what exactly is that?
So this is the Xbox 360 racing wheel. Mm-hmm. So this was a program we worked on with Microsoft it launched in 2006, holiday 2006. So we worked on it end of 2005, 2006. And this was a really brilliant project for us, right? Because this was what they were trying to do was merge the Xbox 360 brand into automotive design, right? Because this was for hardcore gamers. And so that's a fascinating project, right? You've got a well-known brand, a well-known identity, the Xbox 360. How do you merge that with automotive? That was the challenge that was given to us.
Right. I mean, it looks good. It looks like it's nicer looking than the wheel I have in my truck.
Yeah, it's funny. It's actually a beautiful product, right? Yeah. It was Microsoft did a fantastic job with this program. From their internal design team that we worked with were really right on it. It was well specified, and then the final execution of it in terms of materials and quality of finish was outstanding. I mean, this product is a reasonably priced product, but when you look at it and you play with it, the metal's real metal. It's just a real well executed.
Do you play video games?
I don't actually. Yeah, so I'm.
But you've held the wheel.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And the team that we have here, we have a pretty large team, and the guy that was the primary designer on it is a Xbox freak, so a gaming freak.
That's important. I think you got to have passionate people. You know your product.
Yeah. So when this project came in, we knew straight away who was going to be the lead designer on it, because
probably a dream come true for that guy.
Yeah, and he was on it. It was a pretty long project, and he loved every minute of it. We've done probably in the region of about 300 different projects with Microsoft.
Wow.
And we maybe have 5 or 6 going at the moment.
I didn't know we were so stylish of a company. Apparently we are.
So we're working, on a lot of different programs all sorts of different groups at Microsoft.
Very cool, very cool. What are you working on now? What are some of the projects going on behind those walls right there?
Exactly. The walls that you can't go behind. Yeah. So we're doing a lot of what we're doing at the moment is what we call where we're merging digital and physical in projects and products. So examples would be, we're doing a lot of work with Samsung.
Okay.
We're working with their mobile business unit. So a lot of mobile phones, but not only mobile phones, we're doing accessories with them as well.
Accessories, you mean like headpieces or?
Yeah, and more than that. So some of the project, for example, we worked on some conceptual work with them, which was looking at what the mobile professional needs in terms of tools that he might take on the road. So he's got his phone and his smartphone, but what other tools might he use? So one we'll be able to send you some stills of was this idea of a sort of a mobile projector, but this tiny projector that enabled the presenter to present, perfect presentation, but in a really small form.
How small are we talking here? You're like the size of a telephone?
It's bigger than a telephone, but it's about 6 inches square and then about 3/4 inch.
I want one!
You need to talk to Samsung about that.
Oh, I thought I could just go straight to the source. That's not you, apparently.
No, we just do the design work. They do all the hard work afterwards and do the manufacturing, development, and those type of things.
Very cool, very cool. And in conclusion, wrapping things up, we talked a little bit earlier about your theory now about where design is going, and just let's expand on that a little bit.
Well, I think what's really important for this studio of Teague is this idea of physical digital. So what people are expecting today is these like unique experiences that are really seamless and easy.
Sure.
And that and especially in the electronic world, that's all about, it's not only about the physical design of the product, so the industrial design, it's also about the software, how those two integrate or don't. And there are companies out there that don't do a good job with that, and then you might get a nice industrial design or hardware, but the software sucks. And what we're trying to do is merge those two together so that the hardware and the software work perfectly together and really give the user a really rich experience.
Awesome.
And I think that's something that we're really pushing pretty hard at the moment. And the clients love it. They like this focus.
Cool. Thank you very much. I love it, and I know our viewers love it. Thank you so much for the Xbox. We thank you. And if people want to know more or just see what your portfolio and learn about the company, is it Teague.com? T-E-A-G-U-E.
That's it.
.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.